Shana, Bas, Yeshua, Falak. Okay. Today we basically start a new part of the Limud. Basically, how to get out of Nida status. Okay. So now we were talking about what the status in Nida status. Now we're talking about how to get out of Nida status. So. So we know that we've discussed you need Zayin Nikiyim in order to get out of Nida status, but there's another halacha that before the Zayin Nikiyim you have to have Hamtanas Chamisha Yom. I mean, there has to be 5 days that pass before the Zayin Nikiyim. Meaning, so that means even if the woman bled just for 1 day, she bled only for 1 day. So then, so you should be able to start designing the kiyum right away. But we're afraid that maybe before that 1 day that she bled, she was develous, and there's shechva zera inside of her. And that shechva zera perhaps will come out during designing the kiyum. And just like a Riyaz Dam during the Zayin Nikiyim will cause problems to the Zayin Nikiyim, which is not Nikiyim. So too, Shechva Zera during the Zayin Nikiyim maybe also will cause the Shechva Zera coming out of the woman during the Zayin Nikiyim perhaps will also cause the Zayin Nikiyim to be invalid, or at least to be sosir that day, etc. So, so therefore, we have to wait a certain amount of days that before the Zayin Nikiyim begin, she was Asur Labayla for 4 or 5 days. So then even if there was Shechva Zera in her body beforehand, that Shechva Zera will already be Nisrach, will already become have become putrid, and therefore will not have a status of Shechva Zera, and then you're good to go. Then you're good to start the Zayin Nikiyim. So we have to see where does this come from. In other words, maybe you could say that the only thing that's Zoser Zayin Nikiyim is Dam, because that's what Nikiyim is, from Dam. This idea that Shechva Zera is Zoser Echitesi, and how long do you need for the Shechva Zera to be putrid is another question. So there are a lot of different angles here. So let's begin. This is the sugya, you know, in Masechta Shabbos. This is called the sugya of Matan Torah. This the whole discussion of the Palatas Shechva Zera has to do with when the Torah was given, the whole with the dates and the whole thing there. Peivav, Peizayin. So the Gemara tells us, Minayin lepalat al shechva zera biyom hashlishi tmeyesh shehu tmeyeh shenemar hayu nechonim l'shloshes yomim. So So the question is like this: what is the amount of time that you need Palata Shechva Zera to that the person's tummy? Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara Palata Shechva Zera biyom shlishi tahora. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that if she Palatas on the third day, it's already putrid. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Pamim Shem Dalad, Onos Pamim Hey, Onos Pamim Vav Onos, Rabbi Kiva Omer Lolom Hey, Okay, so there's all the different shitas of... So in the end, Gemara says at the end of the sugya here on page 2, Amrav Chia, Rav Abba, Amrav Yochanan, Zodivei, Rav Yishmael, Kiva, Vacham, Omer, Shesh, Ono, Shleimos, Bina. So the Chachamim say you need Shesh, Ono, Shleimos. So that means you need a night, a full night, a full day. And that's, so if you have six Ono, Shleimos, six intervals of day, of night, day, then you're finished. Meaning, then, as long as that you had six onos after the last tashmish, then anything that would come out subsequent to that would not be viable, and therefore, it will, even if it came out of the woman during the Zayin Nikiyim, would not be soser the Zayin Nikiyim. Now, I shouldn't say that, because really, this Gemara has nothing to do really with Zayin Nikiyim. This Gemara has to do with is she tameh or not. In other words, this is a type of tumah that she's a paleta shechvah zera. Now you have to get ready for Matan Torah. So, but this Gemara is not necessarily speaking in the context of Sosa Zayin Nikiyim. They're just saying, when is a paleta shechvah zera tameh? Only if it's within a certain amount of time from the bia. The fact that paleta shechvah zera is going to be Sosa Zayin Nikiyim is a question. The Gemara doesn't say that necessarily. Or at least over here, it doesn't say that. You look in the Gra, on the left side of the bottom, Begirsis HaGa'onim Gimel Onos. So the Ga'onim Shita is, it's only three Onos, that's all you need. So you need page two. You need a night, day, night. That's three Onos. So that's like a day and a half. So once you had those three Onos that passed from the last Bia, she is, so then anything that comes out of her after that will be considered nisrach, putrid, and will not have any effect, both on the tumah, or if we want to say that it has something on the paleta shechvah zera, will not have an effect either. So, but again, the Gemara never said that. In other words, just because a woman becomes tamei doesn't mean she goes to a levaya in the middle of the Zayin Nikiyim. So it's not going to be sosa the Zayin Nikiyim. You understand? In other words, so the pashas is you need blood to be sosa the Zayin Nikiyim. If you don't have blood, it's not sosa the Zayin Nikiyim. So she needs to. She needs to go to a levaya. So who says that shechvah zera is sosa Zayin Nikiyim? And this whole sugi is not talking about Zayin Nikiyim. It's just talking about whether the person's tamei or not. Just because you become tamei doesn't mean that it's sosa Zayin Nikiyim. So where does the Gemara discuss whether it's sosa Zayin Nikiyim? So you have a Gemara Nida and a Gimel of an Aleph on page 4. Roy Rabbi Brachama, Poleta Shechvah Zer Mao Shet Histor B'Ziva. So look at Rashi. Poletas kagon shishimsha bezov upaska v'hischila limnos upalta. Malsha Tisra Minyona, Hakaimel and Paleza Tameh Mishum Roahi. So this is what the Gemara says. Paleza Shech Vazera, Malsha Tisra Beziva, Roahi saw the Soseras. Ovilma Nogat Haisa Velo Soseras. So what is it talking about? In other words, the woman is a Zava. Right? So she is a Zava Gedola. Right? So therefore she has to wait Zion Nikiyim. Yeah. And in the middle of the Zion Nikiyim, that was from before the Zayin Nikiyim, she had Tashmish with the man, and the man was sick, so he had an emission that was not regular carry, that was Zivus. In other words, you have to realize that the Zava of a woman versus a Nida of the woman, it's the same blood. It's just coming out of a different part of the month, a different part of the cycle. When it comes to a man, the carry is one consistency, and the zov of a man, the ziva of a man, is a different consistency. One is the normal consistency of carry, and one is the abnormal consistency of ziva. So, Polat the Sheikh Vazer, Masha Tisno Beziva, Roa Haisa. So the question is Sheikh Vazera the Ziva that comes out of the man, of the and now is in the woman, and now comes out of the woman during her Zayin Nikiyim, is that going to be Sosa? Masha Tisno Beziva, Roa Haisa Vesosa, do we consider it as a Ria? Or is it considered, in other words, is it considered a negia? In other words, she's touching Zivus. So therefore, okay, just like you touch a mace. Maybe, so why should that be Sosa? What? Yeah, Rashi says, I think the substance isn't already out of the
Shemshah
there. Let's hold for a second. Odilma Dogat Haisa Velo Sasra. So is it considered a Riya or not? So let's see. So it was Amar Rav Mufum Korcha Shabashtin. He named the Sasra Kamatista. How much should it be so, sir? Tisto shiva daik ebola. Tisto yomechad v'acha titar machman. Acha v'kulam. Shemotei tumum afsekes b'nei. So what's the... So what's the story? Is it so, sir? Is it a riyah? Is it not a riyah? And how much should it be Sosa? Should it be Sosa the whole thing? Should it only be Sosa one day? See, Rashi's Daik Bola Zom Hamona Varakari in a Sosa El Yomecha. Sister Yomecha and came Mohava the Sufim. So what is it going to be Sosa? So the Gemara says, Amar Achmar Shlo Tei Tuma Mafsekes Beneim. Al Mais Lach Meimar Shlo Tei Tuma Ziva Mafsekes Beneim. Hachanam Shlo Tei Tuma Ziva Mafsekes Beneim. Rashi Sheim Roa Zov Soser Es Kol Mashem Mono Valkeri Lo Hava Hafsaka. Okay, so 1 second. So, and then the Gemara here on Membeis, on page 6, says, "By me day of Shmuel, bar Bisna mebai, poletz shech vazer roa hava onogaz aisa." Poletz shech vazera. Is that a riyah? The words, again, if it's a riyah, so then that maybe would be sosa. But maybe it's just a negiyah. Because again, just like if you touch Dover Tame, who says that who says touching Dover Tame is Sosa? So again, so the original Gemara on page 4, by Rabbi Bachama, Polata Shech Vazera, Mal Shetusta Beziva. And Rashi says, Zon Sheshimsha Bezov, Upaska, Vizchil Limnos, Upolta, Mal Shetusta Minyana, Chaim Glam, Polata Shtemeh, Mishim Roahi, Vesosra. Now, if you look here in the Ritva, Poletus Shechva Zera Mahu, he says, Dasha Bein Atam, Delomi Barmei Ola B'Shechva Zera Dezot, Shesosa B'Bor Ola Yomecha, Mishum Tzuchi Ziva, Ola B'Shechva Zera De Torah P'Shichat Lo Havi Roa, Klal, Dafi B'Bor Ola Ina Sosa. He says, the whole discussion, Rabbein Atam's whole discussion, says, the whole discussion in the Gemara, where the Shechva Zera is Sosa, is, see, Polat Shechva Zera is Tomei. That's the sugya in Shabbos. But the question is, the concept that it's Soser Zayin Nekiyim is the question in the Gemara. So, Rabbeinu Tam...
is also, if it's completely Soser, or just in the Matzah,
right? Right. Is it Soser the whole thing, or is it only Soser one day? So, Rabbeinu Tam holds... Dasher made a time. The lomi barlon el b'shechva zera dezov. Shesosu b'volo yom echad. Shum tzuchzuche ziva. In other words, it's only if the fellow is a zov, so he has an emission. But in the emission, there's also ziva. So therefore, the ziva maybe could be soser. The ziva of the man could be soser the zayin nekiyim of the woman. But Shechva Zera de Tahor, but if it's regular carry, Pshita de la Havi Roa, Klal, Dafil Vola, Eina Sosa, Veidino Elokinogea, Mavi Kibola, Vagama Rivi Kane Sover, Shalo Amina Paletta Soteris, Ela Inya Taras, Lolola Baila.
What's Daya
Kibola? Daya means it's. Daesh means the same level of tumah that the man has. When the man has the emission, so he's tamei. So when the woman, therefore, the man has the emission of ziva, he's tamei. So then when the woman has that same emission of the man come out of her body, she's not going to be more chomer than the man. The man made the tumah, so to speak. So now the woman... who is now got that tumah that's coming out of her body, It's not going to be more chomer. So just like the man is tame like a nogeya betuma, so the woman also is like a nogeya betuma. So this is the question. So Rabbi Natan says that when the Gemara, this Gemara that talks about whether a palato shechazera is soser b'ziva, is only talking about when the man is azov. Now, you could learn the Gemara that he's not azov, even though the Gemara says mashutisto beziva. It just means he happened to be aziva, but that's not what made the sugya. In other words, it's just talking about the carry.
Maybe it means perziva.
No. Gamshah Shimsha Bezov Upaska the Hischila Limnos Upalta Mausha Tista Minyana. In other words, will the carry that comes out of her during the Zion Nikiyim be soser or not?
Is this the same Shalabai Zion Nikiyim Rabbanon
of Aniva? Don't go slow. Okay? So, does Kerry have the ability to be soser or not? If Kerry is just a maga, it's the same thing. If a woman in the middle of Zayin Kiyim touches a dead body, it's not soser. So she touches Kerry, it's not soser. But if you're saying that it's a Riya, so then it will be soser. So that's how Rashi learns. That the Rashi is learning that it is a possibility that maybe Kerry is considered like a Riyah, and it will be soser, a certain measure of the Zayin Nikiyim. The Rabbi Natan learns, no, if it's pure Kerry, it's not going to be soser. The only thing that will be soser is if the man is also a Zav. So then, that sickness, that Ziva, will be so sick.
I see extrapolated from the Mishnah and Shabbos.
No, so the Mishnah and Shabbos is only talking about Tumah. So if it's Nagia, it's also.
Yeah.
But in other words, but here we want to know, is it Sosa or Zayin Nikiyim of the woman? Now, since the woman who's a Nida, we give her a status like a Zava, so then we give her status like a Zava, so therefore she needs Zayin Nikiyim. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you don't need to wait. You don't need to, as soon as she stops bleeding, they could start to have Sektara and the Zayin Nikiyim. Because the whole reason we have to wait before the Zayin Nikiyim is we don't want Shechva Zera coming out of her body, that's Bisosa. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shechva Zera is not Sosa. The only thing that's Sosa is the zivus that's in the shechva zera. If he's a zav, so then he has a regular shechva zera, but he also has, as we've often said, but he also has zivus. So that potentially could be sosa. But the regular carry is not sosa. So that's how Rabbeinu Tam learns. But according to Rashi, Shechva Zera could be Soser. So, but what's the pshat? So Rashi, yeah.
When we talk about the Rashi, the reason people to wait and tell her that they should be on Shechva Zera, that just makes the body crazy about the body of Shechva Zera, meaning she should start counting immediately. And if she sees Shechva Zera, she has to restart. Not you wouldn't have to. Why do you have to buy these things beforehand?
Because we're choshesh.
That's taking the iron.
Yeah. We'll see. There might be shitas like yours, we'll see. Let's say, make it tasty. If it comes out, then it's also. If it's not coming out, it won't also. So...
What's the story with zivos? I mean, whether it's zivos or regular shitas, that it's not coming from her. The whole thing that would make her tummy in terms of being...
Yeah, but there's a concept of poleta shifazera. So there's also a concept of poleta ziva.
Right, but poleta shifazera is not...
So that's the thing. According to Rashi, Poleta Shefazera could be Sosa. That was the Gemara has a question about that. Maybe is it a Rio or is it a Maga? But that's going on the Keri. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's only going on Keri that has Zivus in it. And don't confuse Zava and Zav. Zava is just regular blood. The same blood as Damnid is just a different time in the cycle. So Rashi also has another point. Yeah, he points out here. Look at the safety rating on page 9. Yeah, I mean, basically, it's from the Gemara in Nida. On that mem base. See, to take before you, so we'll just go back to page 6. So the Gemara there has that same sugya of Polata Shefazera. But the question is, could it be so there more? See, Polata, a Keri is not going to create a tumah of 7 days. Right? So even if you want to say that a keri is a ria, when it comes out of the woman, but maybe it'll only be soser, communion the days that it could possibly be metame. Right? Like we said, daya kibola. So that's what... So that's what we're going to see that Rashi holds, that it's only going to be, only that's what the Reim is saying, that it will only be Soser, Rashi Zalpirish, to Lomach Shukin Gorim, El Mr. Zion. Avo Yom Echad Alva Pi Shein Gorim, Midi Tavi Ashif Azera, Ufi Peir Zeh, Shlomo De Paleta, Safil Kibla Min Hator, Sosra Yom Echad. So maybe even if you want to say Shechazera is Soser, it's only Soser one day. Because it only can be Soser to the amount of days that it could possibly be Metame. Yeah. See, this is the Gemara in Lamed Zayin on page 11. Vayi Rava, Koshi Ma Shatistu B'Zivu, Dover HaMetame Soser, Vayi Nami Metame Gmei Nida, Udilma Dover HaGorim Soser. Time of Goribu. In other words, can something, anything that's Tame is Sosa? Where Rashi said, Dora Golu De Ziva, Brasa Sholosh, Time of Goribu, the last of Golu De Ziva, Vikasha Hare Keri Sheinu Gorim. In other words, so the Gemara says that maybe something can be only Sosa is something that's gorim that tuma. But if it's not gorim tuma, like by ziva, right? So if you see three emissions, so that's going to cause tuma for 7 days. So it's a dover hagorim with days. But Kerry is ain't a gorim. Kerry, you're never going to betame for 7 days. Die in the kim. Because the kaimu v'soser, he loves stirahu. The chad yom hu the soser. The chikam boy rava listor hakol. In other words, so even though the Gemara says maybe only, that something could only be soser if it's gorim tumah for 7 days, and Kerry's not gorim tumah for 7 days, but maybe it means it should be soser one day. And the question of Rava is it soser all 7 days? So the verse says, Odilma Dover Hagorim soser. So what do you mean Dover Hagorim? In other words, anything that can be Gorim Tumah for 7 days maybe could be soser the Tumah. The design came for 7 days, but Kerry can't be gorim tumah 7 days, so maybe it can't be sosa. So Rashi's asking, so what is the Gemara talking about that so the Gemara says you're right. The Gemara is only talking about Kerry to be sosa for that one day, but in a Hanami it can't be sosa for 7 days. So that's the Rashi over here in Lamed Zayin. So that's what the Reim is referring to, that what he says that Rashi Shita is that Kerry maybe could be soser, but it'll only be soser for one day. So one day won't be good. So then you'll have to. So the beginning of the Zayin Nikiyim is Kerry came out. So then that one day is no good. You don't have to start again, but that one day is frozen. So that's the. Yeah, so that's what it says. Rashi's al pirish, dvomat tzurchinun goreim el mister zayin. In other words, the concept that you need a goreim to be soser, that's if you want to be soser all 7 days, something has to come out, just like nida, like if blood comes out, that soser zayin, seven, that could cause tumor for aval yom echad, aval pisha inu goreim midi ave shikh vazaro. Fi pesh zay, yeshlom to blood, and feel you see, was Rabbi Natan's shita is that only ziva is going to be soser. See, Rabbi Natan says the whole Gemara about soser is only if the man is a zav. So the ziva is something that can be gorim tumba for 7 days. Right? If a man is a zav sharoa gimurios, then he's tummy for 7 days. So that tumba, if it comes, he puts it into the woman, and then it comes out of the woman, that'll be sosa the 7 days. But if it's just Kerry is not a something that's gorim a tumah for 7 days. Okay, so it's 1 second. So right. So so therefore it can't be sosa. So Rabbi Tam learns the sugya. What's the din of a poletes? Is it sosa or not? So Rabbi Natan says it's talking about a woman who had bia with a man who was a zov. And ziva could create tumas 7 days if he's roa for 3 rias. So therefore, that maybe that could be sosa, the whole Zayin Nikiyim. And that was the Gemara's shayla. And the Gemara later on says only Dover Hagorim is sosa. But according to Rashi, no, the Gemara's talking about a tohar even. A man who's just about who has carry come out of him, so then it comes into the woman, and then it comes out of the woman, so then the Gemara says maybe only Dover Hasa Soser. So two things you have to know, understand. One is it a Ria when something comes out of a woman that's not her regular blood. something was implanted in heart, and it comes out, and it's tummy. So is that a tumah of maga, or is that a tumah of riyah? In other words, when her own thing comes out, her own blood comes out, that's riyah. But here it's not her thing. It's something implanted in heart, a ziva, or the... So that was the first, that was one thing the Gemara wanted to deal with. Could you have a riyah based on something that was implanted in you from the man that's coming out? So that was a discussion. So let's assume it is a riyah. But then the Gemara says another point, that maybe to be soser, it only has to be something that itself, if you have a riyah of this, it will be goreim a tumah zayin. Right? So zivus is gorim tumah zayin in the man. So therefore, when it comes out of the woman, it could also be gorim, you know, that you have to start over, that you lose the zayin nekiyim. That's Rabbi Natan. But Rashi says, no, Rashi says it's talking about keri. And keri, it also can have a riyah. So then Rashi later asked the kasha on himself. He says, so then what's... Yeah, but it's not a... If you later on, you're telling me you need something that's gorim to be a... The only thing that can be cause the Zayin Rikim to start again is if that thing by the man would be gorim tumas Zayin. So since Kerry's not gorim tumas Zayin, so what's the whole discussion? So Rashi says, in a chanami. It could be Ria. The woman, when Kerry comes out of the woman, that's a Ria. But it's not going to be tummy. It's not going to be sosa, the whole thing, because it can't be goring tumor for the man for 7 days. So what is it going to be sosa? 1 day. So that's the chiddush of Rashi, that it is a riyah. Because if it wouldn't be a riyah, then it's like touching a dead body. When a woman touching a dead body, it's not sosa or anything. A woman during the zayin nekiyim. So touching the keri is like touching the dead body, where the keri is coming out of her. So Rashi Shita is that the keri that comes out of us is considered a riyah, but it's not going to be sosa 7 days. So if in the middle of the day, one in the Zayin Kiyam, keri comes out of her body, and so it's not going to be sosa the whole thing, because keri can never be goreim tuma shiva for the man, so it can't be sosa shiva for the woman. So the only thing it could do is sosa that 1 day. That's the Rashi on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. So again, first the discussion is something that comes out of the woman that's not naturally hers, is that a Ria or a Maga? If it's just a Maga, then there's nothing to talk about. Okay, so it's Tameh for the Beis HaMikdash or whatever. But if it's a Ria, then that could be sosa Zayin Nekiyim. But then the Gemara has another phrase that the only thing that can sosa Zayin Nekiyim is something that can be gorim tuma Zayin. So then the Gemara says, so the Rashi has to kashin itself. So Rabbeinu Tam learned the sugya very well. That's why he's saying it's only talking about a zav. But Rashi learns that it's talking about the regular carry. So then what's the answer? So he says, in the Hanami, but the carry comes out, it can be sosa at least 1 day. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, so in most cases, you're not going to have any problem. Once the woman saw blood for whatever she saw, she doesn't have sick, and right away she could start the Zayin Nekiyim. She saw dam for 1 day, according to Rabbeinu Tam, and he's not sick. The man is not a zav. So there's no ziv in her. So there's no chashash. So start right away.
Rabbeinu Tam, the Torah Pshita, lo havi roa klal.
It's a Riyah. That's a very time long one on the Mashiach of Zerah dissolve. Shasusa Babola Yom Echad Mashim Tzuchzuchi Ziva. According to Rabbeinu Tam, only be so sir Yom Echad. That's what he seems to say. You're right. Right. Yeah. Okay. But it's only by
By itself.
Because it's over potentially could be Mutame 7 days. Right, if he's a Zav
of Dov. It would be so sir his own. If the man is a Zav, and he'd be raw to carry,
right.
He'd have carried to Sophia Ziva, and it would only be so sir that one day for him, so it's not going to be more cumber for the woman.
Right.
But it can be at least, it can't be more cumber than
right. But only Ziva is going to be a Riyah. That's very
right.
Right,
only a Zav. Right, only.
Yeah. Okay. So in the end of the day, we don't paskin like this. We seem to paskin like Rashi, that Shukva Zera is Soser. But it's only Soser 1 day. Only Soser 1 day.
Soser 1 day means, let's say she was on her 4th day, she has 3 days more to come. Does that mean she extends the whole period by 1 extra day? She
yeah.
Not 4 more days?
Right.
Okay.
Just that 1 day is no good. Now, if you take a look, so there are different shittas here. See, take a look, say, in the Meiri on page 14. So it's not as the Eidus says, Shalonema Stira Breta Elohotaris. So one thing he says that maybe this whole thing only applies to Taris. The concept that Shechva Zera Soser doesn't apply for Isha Labayla. So that according to this also, as soon as she finishes bleeding, you just do a half second start. Because it's only a Din of Taris. And even the Taris only Yom Echad. Then he says, Chedafke Bergisha Bepleta. Oh, who said this? Someone just made this point. Someone's here in the shiur.
Is that the
Rebbe? What? Marty Dubin? You said it. In other words, you don't have to be choshe. So if you see it, that was you. Chedavke bergisha bepleta, avalochosh misafek lo. Yeah, well, you need to know. You know. It's not that it's a...
It's not like
Kandigo. A Chashan. It's not like Chachmei Tzvar, Pleita, Av Labayla. But Tzas Chachmei Tzarfas is Machmir Pleita, Av Labayla. Muzman is that. V'chei Machmir Lachush B'chach Misofik. So this is like a tremendous Chumra upon Chumra upon Chumra. Now, even though we're not interested in Taras Bezmanazer, we still have the Din of Palata Shechva Zera. And even though who says the Shechva Zera came out? Maybe it came out right away. On the day that they had Tashmish, it was all out. And the time they got to the Zayin Nikim, there was nothing left. And no one felt anything. So this concept that Yabdi Choshesh is also a Chumra. So we're Machmir upon Machmir upon Machmir. they're saying that it applies even b'zman hazeh. There's no taras. It applies even if you don't know and you don't feel that any shech hazera came out. You still have to be choshesh and you have to wait 3 days, six onos, before you could even start the Zayin Nekiyah. And if you look at the Ramban, in the Hilchas Bid of the Ramban on page 16, he says, this whole thing of Paletah Shukah Zerin, Halacha Tess, the Medva Mumum is much lo Holcha Baraglea, Holcha Baraglea Hartashmish Yerali, She'en Choshin Lo. Whereas, we're only talking about a woman who had tashmish and then stayed in the bed for the next 3 days. So then the Shech Hazer stayed in her. But if a woman, in a normal case, she had tashmish and she gets out of bed and she walks around, so then all the Shech Hazer probably comes out of her. Yer Elisha ain choshin la. Shkama sheyesh la liflot palta b'hilucha. And then... So obviously, we're machmir against this Ramban. And then you have the Rambam on page 17. He says, "Ha'isha shapalta shefazera in palta osa b'toch shalosh onus." So the Rambam says shalosh onus, rehit meya tiro keri. So if she was a Zava and then Shalosh Onos. Tichas Seshem Imhaisa Zova Ki Ishara Keri Matamim Kol Shu Afa Pishalo Yotza Lachutz Ala Nekra V'Yigil Ben Hashanayim Nitma Shere Shech Vazera Kedama Madama Matam Bifnim Shech Vazera Tiflo Tatami Also Bifnim. So the Rambam is the case. That if she's Poleta Shech Vazera, she's Tameya, like a Keri. So if she was a Zava, so it's also Yom Echad. Right, so it's also Yom Echad. Now, not necessarily you have to be Choshish for that, but it's but only three owners. So we take all the Chumras. We say it's six owners you have to wait, and it's also Yom Echad, and even if we don't know, we're still Choshesh, so we take all the Chumras, and that's why we wait at least three Onos, and three Onos is going to span 4 days. It's not going to happen in the We do six Onos, which is 3 days. Because it's not going to be at the beginning of the day. So three onos was from when they had tashmish. They didn't have tashmish punkt when the day began at Shkia. So that's going to span. It's going to span 24-hour periods. It's going to span 4 days.
Why do you have to wait 3 days to start counting? Why do you just
say again?
can't eat days from something done. You should have 17.
Say, and if, what is
it? So it says to 1 day.
So it says 1 day.
So then just count 8 days from something done. Should have 17. In the 8 days, we should have 17. Shouldn't be done. What is the wait 3 days in the time?
They were together. So say, for example, she bled for 1 day.
Right.
So you should be able to start do a hefsek right away and start counting tomorrow. But be afraid that she has chiflazer inside of her, which is still potent for 3 to 4 days. So then. It's sosir 1 day, but it still has the ability to be sosir for at least 3-4 days. Yeah, whatever comes out. It could come out 3 days later. What? Until this can come out any time.
If it
can come out any time. Any time during the time before it's Nisrach, it could come out. So, and then it's going to be Sosa that day. No. No, I'll let this any time. Now the Trumas Adeshin has two chumras in the Truma here, page 18. I don't know if we have time to finish this whole thing today. Okay. But we'll end with this Trumas Adeshin. We'll pick up Wednesday. We'll see more maybe. Maybe we'll review it again on Wednesday. One thing is, what if the couple weren't Mishamish? Because before she became Anita, they already were Purish by their own. She had a cold, she didn't want to... They were Purish a couple of days before. So then, why do we still have to wait? There's no chashash. If she was already parish a couple of days before, then she saw Nida. So what's the problem? So the answer is that the Truma Sedeshin made Xavier lo shimsha atu shimsha. That's one thing. In other words, we make Xavier atu the case where you are Mishamish. That's one chumra of the Truma Sedeshin. And the other chumra of the Truma Sedeshin is that to wait an extra day, a fifth day. Because sometimes they're going to be Mishamesh right during Shkia time. So that's the first thing I told you. On page 19, on the left side, the the end of the first paragraph. The Gazrina lo shimsha atu shimsha. And so it's always going to be. No, that's why we say you have to do 4 days, even if they were parish from before the Nida. Say they were parish before the Nida, before she became a Nida. They were already parish a couple of days. So then, why shouldn't those days count to be start with the Nida days? Why do you have to say? Only the Nida days, and then anything, if the Nida days made 5 days, then fine. If the Nida days is only 2 days, you have to wait 3 more days, or 2 more days. But why can't you count the days before the Nida days, if they weren't Mishamish? The answer is Gzeira Atu, then they are Mishamish.
That probably assumes that when she was, she had done.
And one more thing, and the other thing is the... that we make you do a fifth day. Which Makar, why should you have to do 5 days? Three owners can only spend 4 days. And it's not going to be 5 days. So by the end of 4 days, for sure you have... the answer is that we're afraid you're going to make a mistake. That they're going to be mishamish during Bein HaShemoshah's time. And they're going to think that maybe they were merely mishamish bayom. And therefore, bayom, that means that will already, the night is already the second day. But really, they're mishamish balayla, so they were off a day. They were off a day. So when they're counting the amount of days, if they're mishamish during Beit HaShemoshah's time, and they thought they were mishamish bayom, and they're really mishamish balayla, then they're off a day in the count of the 4 days. So to make sure that you don't make that mistake, we always add a fifth day. So these are the two chumras of the Trumas Hadesh. There are more, but these are two for now. So we're not going to... I think now is the time to stop. Okay, so this is a very interesting sugya, because the whole yisod, you know, is... You could argue, like, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the whole thing doesn't exist, because maybe only Dover Hagorim, only for something that could cause, only something that could cause 7 days is, and then, you know, if you hold Maga, then it's also not a problem, but we hold it's a Riyah. But Riyah, only if it's something that could be Gorim, to require 7 days. But if it's not Gorim, it's not Soser. So that was Rashi's Shita but it's not Soser. It's not Gorim 7 days, it's not Soser 7 days. But that doesn't mean that if it's could be Gorim 1 day, that, you know, that could be different. So that's... okay, so that's the beginning of the sugya. Bez Hashem, we'll see more.